The Context, written by Z. Charnot, August 31st, 1987. Any image which we register, either as a sensation or as an impulse, through other than what we regard as our senses, is subject to perception, processing of, by, and for the consciousness, also by other than the consciousness. One mode of perception involves identification. An object like what is registered as a fit, a make. We respond with an orientation that could be expressed by the words, "Oh, I know what that is." What is the fit of identity? There may be missing elements in the image, but we supply the whole image from some essential minimum number of glyphs, contrasts, contours, good enough, etc. That operation of perception, the supply of every missing component to provide some whole of identity, is what is involved in Gestalt concepts. What is the whole we have in our minds that we use to complete the image we have identified? I have told the story before. When an architect visited the site of a large building under construction, he first walked up to a workman who had a brick in his hand and asked him what he was doing. The reply was, "I am laying bricks." As the architect walked along the edge of the construction site, he met a second workman who also had a brick in his hand. He asked him what he was doing. His reply was, "I am building a wall." Further on, the architect met a third workman with a brick in his hand. The architect asked the same question. The third workman answered, "I am building a cathedral." The actions were the same in each of the three cases, but the whole which was related to the action was of a different scale. That whole which was related to the actions in the mind of each of the workmen made a difference in their attitude. It also made a difference in what they were building. Hermetics. I have often said, here at Domain, there is no time off. Even our stillness has a context, an environment. Mindfulness means continuously being and doing in behalf of all that is. We are like a fourth workman. Our work, which isn't work because it's so much fun, is to be a total synthesis. Our work, every state or action, is an elegant design with an infinite number of variables. Here's an equation. Elegance equals the number of variables divided by 0 to 1 unity of state. Elegance requires us to have somewhere between 1 and 0 elements underlying the design of our being and doing. When we achieve the 0, we have the unmanifest, the continuous, the void, the totality, emptiness, and mind only. We harvest the exploration involved in physical reality by elegant design, synthesis, and symbiosis. During our mindful sitting, our mindful breathing, our mindful gazing, we are honoring, we are acknowledging, we are being and doing what everything in the universe needs us to be and needs to have done here, within and around the form of our person. There is no time off, for every state of being, every act can honor and acknowledge the larger context, the greater scheme, the whole, all that is. Whenever our states of being or our acts are determined by smaller schemes, we attempt to separate, close off, isolate, bound. We are requiring the obstructed reality of delayed consequences, substance and form, space and time. Please proceed to part 2.